This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. John Deere posted a 69% increase in profits today for its fourth quarter. That's despite a labor strike that started in mid-October and ended last week. More than 10,000 workers had joined the fight for better wages and benefits. It was the first major strike in the agriculture sector in 3 decades and part of a wave of labor activity in recent months. Tracking that activity, though, isn't always straightforward, which is why we reached out last week to Johnny Callis, director of the relatively new Labor Action Tracker at Cornell University. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Amy. Good to be with you.
So why did we need this tracker? What sets it apart from existing resources?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we started this project because there are considerable limitations with existing data sources when it comes to documenting strike activity. So, for example, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has only documented strikes involving 1,000 or more employees that last an entire shift. So you could imagine this leaves out the vast majority of strike activity. So because of that, we decided to take on this project to try and create a more accurate database.
So I've got the tracker open for folks who want to check it out. It's striketracker.ilr.cornell.edu. And there's a map of the United States with little circles showing a lot of activity in places you might suspect, in the Northeast, the Midwest, the West Coast. But there are kind of holes in the country where there isn't a lot of activity. What do you think that says about the labor movement in the United States?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And one thing we want to do is obviously show that geographic distribution. I do think that union membership is often concentrated in certain parts of the country, such as the Northeast, Midwest, and West Coast, where you may see increased strike activity. That being said, we've also documented a fair amount of labor activism in the South, and in places where maybe there isn't as much of a historical union presence.
So I want to zoom in on one here. There's a single event in the state of Utah at Redstone 8 Cinemas, Metropolitan Theaters, and there were just 8 workers. This was not a union strike, and it looks like they were striking for a $15 minimum wage. Tell us about, you know, where this information comes from and what the resolution was.
So this is one of the only, maybe the only actually strike we've documented in Utah so far in 2021. And it was really interesting because, as you said, it's a non-union strike involving 8 workers, but it lasted 2 weeks. We track information related to the employers. We also track industry and also the demands, which, as you said, were related to pay and a $15 minimum wage. I believe what happened in this situation is workers didn't achieve the $15 minimum wage, but they did get a $2 an hour wage increase. And it demonstrates that even workers who don't belong to a union have been engaging in this sort of labor activism.
And I was pleased to see your source for that data was KPCW, the local public radio station.
Yeah, of course. And we like to place our sources on the maps. So we have certain verification protocols. So for the most part, we try and list at least 2, if not more, sources that demonstrate that both the strike or the protest happened. And everything that you see on our map comes from those public sources. That's where we generate all our information from.
If you look at the map and the numbers, you've tracked over 300 strikes this year, if I'm reading it correctly. Compared to the BLS, which has, I think, just 13 work stoppages, that's involving more than 1,000 workers. Why do you think it's important to see activity on a smaller scale?
Yeah, and I should say, so we actually list the number of strike locations, which is slightly higher than the number of strikes. So, for example, you could have a single strike like at John Deere at multiple locations. So, but as you said, it's a huge difference with what the BLS has tracked. So, for example, there's been an ongoing strike by over 700 nurses at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts since March 8th of this year. So that's a strike involving over 700 nurses during a global pandemic. That's really significant. It's not captured at all in the BLS data.
Johnny Callis directs the Labor Action Tracker at Cornell University. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.